WTNW News Time is 6:06. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. One man is dead and two are wounded after a shooting took place around 2:30 yesterday morning at the Cotton Village Apartments in Snook. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been arrested and charged with murder. There's currently no bond. The two injured are being treated at Bryan St. Joseph Hospital. Gerba was previously arrested for armed robbery at a Snook convenience store in October of 2012. Watch out for possible daily lane closures of the outside westbound lane of Harvey Road starting today. Closures could start at 8:30 this morning between Scarlett O'Hara Drive and Munson Avenue and be on and off for the next 4 months. A robber who sliced another man's chin with a knife was reported by his girlfriend late Thursday night, according to Bryan police. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly robbed a neighbor at the Avalon apartment complex after the neighbor allowed him and his girlfriend to use the restroom. Morales' girlfriend says he then grabbed her by the neck, threatened her, and forced her to walk down the railroad tracks. The amount stolen was $27. Morales, who says the cut was an accident and denies threatening and grabbing his girlfriend by the neck, was arrested for aggravated robbery and kidnapping. Bryan had several house fires during the holidays, and William Bouse with the Bryan Fire Department wants to remind citizens that even though candles are beautiful, they are dangerous when not managed properly. He says candles started the fire at a South Parker home.
These people had gone to sleep with the candles still burning. They were too close to a bed and draperies, caught the draperies on fire. This is something that I and Bill have talked about over and over again, about the dangers of candles not being monitored and put in some sort of container that's going to prevent them from being able to get to a flammable fire source.
Bell says candles should always be put in a safe area and extinguished when they're not being watched. He says there were more calls to the fire department in 2012 than in 2011, so remember to be careful anytime fire is involved. Have you ever wondered what it takes to be a police officer? Officer Dennis Bain with the College Station Police Department says you can get an inside glimpse by signing up for the 47th Citizen Police Academy.
What they'll do is get a feel for what the police department is like and what the officers do. We have different instructors that come in and talk about different topics each night. It'll be something that you will not forget. I haven't seen anyone that's come through and taken this class that just wasn't amazed at it, just totally enjoyed themselves.
Bain says they'll cover crime scene investigations, criminal law, SWAT team equipment, and even a bomb dismantling robot. He says the free 10-week program will be every Tuesday from 6:30 to 9:30 from February 12th until April 23rd. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of the topics covered. Even as mortgage rates fall, people have trouble purchasing homes because of credit and savings situations, but the city of College Station wants to help out. Debbie Eller says the city is offering a home buyer's education course that will run every Tuesday night in February from 6 to 7:30.
It's the NeighborWorks America curriculum, and it's taught by a TDHCA, Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, certified home buyer teacher. And it just goes over all of the topics. When you finish the course, you will have a certificate that shows that you're a mortgage-ready home buyer.
The $15 course will be held at College Station Fire Station Number 6 at the corner of University and Taro. You can find a link directly to the registration page at WTAW.com. And the new legislative session begins tomorrow in Austin, and state lawmakers will have a number of issues to deal with if they hope to keep the Texas economy thriving. While education reform is at the forefront, Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman says there are others just as important.
Water issues are going to be very big. They're a huge issue in Texas right now. Infrastructure, as the population grows and the economic activity grows, our highway infrastructure and other types of infrastructure are creating issues as well.
He says education, infrastructure, and water will have a fundamental impact on the Texas economy. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 36 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for a free issues forum presented by AT&T. Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, director of the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, will present about the role of land-grant universities in addressing food as a public health issue. A free reception will follow the event. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Join us Tuesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley. Weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We could be looking at a significant rain event across the area by the middle of the work week. Today looks to be a nice day, lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be up near 60 this afternoon. Clouds will increase tonight, maybe a shower or two by sunrise. Lows will be near 50. Scattered showers, maybe a strong thunderstorm or two for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night, 55 to 60. And looks like we'll see more rain, could come down hard at times on Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie football puts a nice little bow on their season. We'll share that with you. Also, the national championship game is tonight. Women's team did well and more coming up with your sports at 6:50.
There you go. So it's so then the debate of how your team should really have been ranked begins after tomorrow.
Not next year, but the year after, it won't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, in fact, the last story there on the Wall Street Journal this morning, an entire discussion of the football season being so short that really, by comparison to professional athletics, then you get a chance to debate how good your team is the rest of the time. So, welcome back, Kat.
Thanks. It's good to be back.
Oh, it is not.
I would never admit it on the radio, yeah. But there is a possibility I missed you guys. I don't know why I missed people that make fun of me to 9 in the morning. But
that and make you get up early. Well, we don't make you get up early, but the job makes you get up early. So you slept in every day, right?
That's true, but I was staying up pretty late. So.
So if you could sleep in until you wanted to get up. Boy, I'm just waiting for this answer. What time would that be?
It really depends what time I went to bed.
Oh,
Scott.
Okay, but how many hours then is that? Then how many hours?
I like 8 hours. I really do.
A good solid 8 hours of sleep. Huh?
I do.
Well, that's. I slept until I think 9:15 yesterday.
I missed my commute.
Yeah, your commute for the last few days?
Yeah, the 17-floor commute was nice.
Push a button and just go down there. But the food's better here, right?
The food up there was really good and free.
Free. Yeah, that's hard to beat. And the food here is, not quite as good. But the company
maybe
so
at
much,
your house. Scott.
The company's so much kidding. Better. That's okay. The company's so much better, right?
Well, I enjoy spending time talking to you, Scott. But it was nice not to have to see you.
Yeah, thanks. Oh. Oh, very good. There you go. All right, here we go. We'll start with a cat story. That's cat with a C, not a K. Prison guards in Brazil foiled a jailbreak plot after they busted an accomplice attempting to smuggle a saw and a cell phone into prison. Not too unusual, but the accomplice, the smuggler was actually, the accomplice was smuggling a cat, if you will, or the cat was the accomplice. You see, the cat had a cell phone and drills and assorted batteries and two saws taped to its body. When it was spotted by guards.
It's a very hairy cat.
Yes, again, don't know what kind it was. And by the way, they had a cat show in Houston over the weekend. I wasn't there. It could be across the street and I wouldn't be there. But anyway, all these assorted batteries and two cells taped to the body when it was spotted by the guards as it was about to enter the prison. Officials say the items attached to the cat were to be used in a prison break. That's, now, how do they know that?
That's a smart cat right
it
there.
It really is. I mean, how did the cat get that stuff taped to its body? And again,
how did the cat know where to go?
True. I mean, the cat gets in. What is it, first come, first serve? First prisoner who finds the cat gets to escape? It would seem like, maybe you'd have to plan that ahead of time. I thought we were getting out. Well, we were, but somebody got to the cat before we did.
It's going to be a good day.
I could see a movie. Disney could make a movie out of this.
Oh, my God.
It could be a feel-good movie for them. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
I
don't know. Prentice the Prison Cat. I'm done.
Shawshank Kitty Redemption.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Oh, yeah, very nice. Yeah.
No, the Paul Shank Redemption.
Oh,
nice. Or Claw Shank.
Very nice. There you are. Okay.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wuthrich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Life Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
Hey, B616, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and today, okay, I guess they have to try this on us once every year. Today is, thank God it's Monday Day. I don't know that I've ever heard that necessarily expressed, but, you know, maybe
thank
so.
Thank God it's Monday.
Yeah, some Monday, there may be people who are just Monday people.
What jack wagon wrote that?
Yeah, today's International Programmers Day. If they're talking about computers, those are people who, I don't know, they use funny symbols and strange different orders and type it on the screen.
My brother's a programmer.
I didn't say they're bad people. They just do stuff that most of us don't understand.
I'm going to have to tell him Happy Yourself Day.
There you go. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays, let me see. We'll start off with Kevin Rahm, who is 42, from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, okay.
Dustin Screech Diamond.
Wow.
TV reality superstar and Saved by the Bell guy.
Okay, then nobody is a reality superstar. There's no such thing as a reality superstar, I don't think, but nonetheless.
Fine.
Whatever his agent or what wants to make him. Okay.
John Rich from Big and Rich is 39 today.
Is the other guy's name last name Big?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Or is he overweight?
Yeah, it could be just he's fat. Okay.
Jeremy Renner from Hurt Locker and the Avengers is 42.
Oh, yeah. He won an Academy Award, right?
I believe that is correct, yeah. Doug E. Doug is 43.
Oh, man, we're at work. Okay. Yeah.
Nick Cage, the very insane Nicolas Cage.
Man, that's a strange guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not really as bad of an actor as everybody says. I like him.
He just, well, he picks bad movies. I mean,
I don't know. I've seen some movies I like.
Oh, well, yeah, because after all, Leaving Las Vegas was the feel-good classic of the year.
And Point Break, too.
Yeah.
I mean, those are...
Well, now, you know, I say that, but then he's in Raising Arizona, which, again, is a movie that I will sit down and watch just about any time.
Pretty
so
much.
He's done some good stuff. Kind of like, you know, he's like Bruce Willis. Has done some really good movies, and others have just been... What's that one where they're chasing the Declaration of Independence around? Or
oh,
whatever?
I like that movie.
Okay. They did like two or three
I think
of those,
that's
right?
called National Treasure.
There you go. Okay.
Which way were we at? Rand Paul's birthday today. He's 50.
Oh, okay.
Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's is 54.
Oh, sure.
Donna Rice.
Oh, my.
Of Gary Hart fame.
Yeah, really? How old is she?
55.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, okay.
Katie Couric is 56. Mm-hmm. David Caruso is 57.
A guy who, you know, had a good television career, left to go into the movies, tanked, and now has a great television career.
Correct.
I mean, you know, yeah. Does he ever take the sunglasses off with one hand?
No.
No. He uses both hands.
I think so.
And he always has to cock his head when he talks. You notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. He's very strange.
Yes, I have.
What, does he play a policeman?
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're not familiar with CSI Miami?
No, but I just imagine someone taking their glasses off with both hands in a smug way and cocking their head. And
Dusty, Kevin, I don't know why I called you Dusty.
It's okay.
Kevin, would this be the time to tell Kat that CSI Miami is the most recognized television show in the world? Would this be the time to
Scott,
tell
is
that?
This the time for me to tell you that I don't care?
Well, I know, but you do need to understand that there are people who watch those shows. You know, but anyhow.
Sammo Hung from Martial Law.
Who?
Sammo Hung from Martial Law.
Is that a television show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is 61 today.
Yeah.
I had the biggest crush on this lady, Erin Gray.
Oh, my.
From Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
And now how do you feel when you find out she's...
63.
All right.
And one of the more prolific songwriters of this or any time.
Yeah.
And much maligned, however.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Loggins is 65 years old today.
Well, House at Pooh Corner, too, isn't that?
House at Pooh Corner, I mean, he's got a ton of them.
And do you have Paul Revere?
No, I don't have Paul Revere of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
No kidding.
75.
Wow.
And I think still playing.
I think,
yeah, they got a website someplace.
He's in Branson.
Oh, man.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
My advice is to the Republicans now, it's time to get your act together. There's a huge opportunity here. Take a deep breath. Stop reacting to Obama. Stop reacting to events. Begin to chart your course and do it now. Don't wait till the night before. There's a vote, and Obama's pinning you down in a corner over raising the debt ceiling or
the government will shut down,
you better prepare for that strategy now. While you can do it in a calm, careful, deliberative way, a strategic way, you got to be very tactical in dealing with these guys. Obama is going to trip up. I promise you. He has to. But every idea he has is built on a flawed ideology, and it's your opportunity now to stand against that and present a different vision.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
when
to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Be prepared for higher fuel prices. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The break we've been getting at the gas pumps is not likely to last. A GasBuddy.com analyst predicts gasoline prices will peak in April at around $3.95 a gallon. In fact, pump prices have edged higher since they hit their 2012 low in mid-December. You'll continue to see movies from Universal Pictures on HBO for at least another decade. The movie studio and the premium cable channel have finalized a long-term extension to their existing deal, which gives HBO the rights to broadcast movies from Universal. Time Warner Cable has signed a distribution deal with Roku, a company that makes devices for streaming internet video to TV sets. If you're a Time Warner subscriber, you'll be able to access your service through a Roku box. You will know there'll be no extra charge for the service, which should be available by spring. Key stock market indexes posted substantial gains last week. Futures a little lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Here's an actual customer of Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
I've been using Advanced Carpet Cleaning for over 15 years. I use David and his staff because of their meticulous attention to detail. They are always on time, and when they're done, my house smells fresh and the carpets and area rugs look brand new. They also clean our tile, grout, and furniture. I recommend Advanced Carpet Cleaning to my family and friends because I know that they will do a good job for them too.
Breathe new life into your carpet with Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Call 696-8899.
Hey, good morning. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 7752-WAY. It's one of those weird mornings, you know, the temperature says it's above freezing, but if you park your car outside, you may have some frost on your windshield this morning if you're leaving right now, so be aware of that. Rain event, I think, is what they were calling it earlier. Let's talk about an 80% chance of rain for tomorrow, 90% on Tuesday night, and 90% on Wednesday during the day, saying heavy rain in all those cases, so we'll see. Temp-wise, sunny today, and 60 will be our high. 46 is the low tonight, about 60 tomorrow as well. Then near 70 degrees on Wednesday, and truth be told, by Friday we'll be up to 71, so it'll be really nice weather. And again, man, this is January. Right now the winds are from the northeast at 3, 82% relative humidity, and we have 33 degrees.
Most New Year's resolutions failed. So why is making such well-intended changes so difficult to do? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. Anyone who's trying to stick to a New Year's resolution knows how tough it can be. So why is change so hard?
Well, by the time we're 35, we reach a certain point in our life where we become a set of memorized behaviors, emotional reactions, beliefs, and perceptions that run like a subconscious program.
Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of the book Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
So 95% of who we are is a memorized state of being. When people try to change, they use 5% of their conscious mind to go against 95% of what they've memorized.
And that's hard to do, and it feels uncomfortable, which causes most people to give up trying at exactly the wrong time.
Feeling uncomfortable means feeling unfamiliar, and that discomfort means you're about to learn something or you're in a place you're in fertile ground to create from. That unknown place is really the greatest place to begin to create a new self, to reinvent a new self.
The fact is, most resolutions fail, but Dr. Dispenza says,
I don't believe in failure. I think the biggest reason is that they've given in to a certain feeling. When we use feelings as a barometer for change, we'll always talk ourselves out of possibility. Every great person in history had a series of failures, but they didn't define them as failures. Failure is a word that we try to stay away from. We just say, you just made the wrong choice. Now self-correct.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Hey, Aggieland, have the holidays left your pockets feeling a little empty? Well, today's your lucky day, because at Sterling Kia, Zero Down delivers, and nobody gives you more for your trade and sells Kias for less. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
At Sterling Kia, empty pockets are no problem, because Zero Down delivers. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. 2013 Kia Optima, Zero Down, just $229 a month. 2013 Kia Sorento SUV, Zero Down, just $289 per month. That's right. If you can sign your name, you can drive away. All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. In fact, not only does Kia have a better warranty, Kias are rated higher, better equipped, and cost thousands less than the competition. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. 97 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year. Zero due at signing plus TTL first payment and fees with approved credit. Includes security deposit on select vehicles. Offer includes all incentives.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 36 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen.
A Bryan man has been arrested for the fatal shooting in Snook yesterday morning that killed one man and injured two others. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan has been charged with murder, and no bond has been set. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, which took place around 2:30 at the Cotton Village Apartments. Gerba was arrested for the armed robbery of a convenience store, also in Snook, in October of last year. Starting at 8:30 this morning, watch for lane closures on Harvey Road between Scarlett O'Hara Drive and Munson Avenue. The outside westbound lane will be closed from time to time through May in order to replace a water line. A request to use a neighbor's bathroom and get a drink of water turned ugly on Thursday at a Bryan apartment complex. Police received a call just before midnight that a robbery was in progress at Avalon Apartments. 27-year-old Freddie Morales allegedly put a knife to his neighbor's throat, cut his chin, and robbed him of $27. Morales' girlfriend, who called the police, was then threatened as well, grabbed by the throat, and forced to walk. Morales was subsequently arrested for kidnapping and armed robbery. He denies threatening and leading his girlfriend by the throat and says he did not put the knife to the victim's neck. If you're looking to buy a home, the City of College Station wants to help you get prepared. Debbie Eller with Community Development says the city's offering a home buyer's education course that will teach methods for avoiding expensive mistakes.
We want you to be ready. We want you to know what your credit score is. If you have issues, we're going to give you a little bit of guidance on how you can get into a position to qualify for a mortgage. We're going to talk to you about the mortgage process, about working with a real estate agent. We're going to talk about shopping for a home and also protecting your investment after you get in that home.
She says the $15 course will be every Tuesday evening in February from 6 to 7:30 at College Station Fire Station number 6. For registration details, go to WTAW.com. For hands-on experience of life as a police officer, Dennis Bain with CSPD says the Citizen Police Academy is a free 10-week course that will expose students to all kinds of topics.
Criminal law course. And then we have communications department where they'll actually get to go into the dispatch area. They'll get a tour of the jail. And the traffic stops and building searches are two things where they actually get to participate. They'll have a gun belt, we'll have a police car set up, and they will actually make a traffic stop.
On other class days, detectives will explain how they investigated certain local crimes, a county attorney will explain how a case is prosecuted, and students will get to ride along with an officer. The deadline to sign up is February 1st. At WTAW.com, you can find a list of topics covered. And if it's been a while since you've had a fire in your fireplace, Bryan Fire Department's William Bowles advises you to get your chimney inspected, especially if you have an older home. Bowles says that certain materials and techniques used for fireplaces and chimneys in the 70s and early 80s are causing fires as the chimneys age and deteriorate.
There was an open spacing around the fireplaces that, unfortunately, they were allowed to build with some combustible materials in there. The combustible materials, if there is a break in the fireplace flue or in the connection between it and the brickwork, you can get fire into those spaces, and that's where the structural failure comes in.
He says a home on Rivendell Court caught fire on Christmas Eve because of that kind of structural problem, but getting your fireplace cleaned and inspected by chimney sweeps once a year will help keep your home safe. And the Texas legislative session opens tomorrow. In 2010, lawmakers were going into the session with a $27 billion deficit. Brian Sweeney at Texas Monthly Magazine says it's a different story this time.
This time around, I think that the picture looks a little bit rosier. They expect to have about an $8 billion surplus with some money in the rainy day fund. So the big question will be how much money gets spent and can the money be spent?
Public schools are hoping that will be used to restore the $5.5 billion in cuts made to education, but lawmakers may not make a decision on that until the school funding trial is resolved. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 36 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7 o'clock, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. St-Joseph.org/BVS.
SiriusXM.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It was a high-tech holiday for the family, with a new digital camera from a wife, a remote-control helicopter from a son, and portable speakers from a daughter. The one thing I forgot, the battery.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? That should save me some time.
Come to Interstate All Battery Center and find thousands of batteries in every shape and size to fit every gadget. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Hey, it's 636. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to be responsible for producing nice weather around the region today. We'll see sunshine. It'll be close to 60 degrees. It's going to cloud up tonight. A couple of showers may fall. Lows overnight near 50. Cloudy, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm for tomorrow, 55 to 60. Rain tomorrow night could be heavy. Lows will be 55 to 60. And then more rain Wednesday. It may come down hard. It'll be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I think tonight was really indicative of this season.
That's Coach Sumlin following the 77th annual Cotton Bowl. We'll get to that. Plus, the ladies are doing well in NFL playoffs, and the wild card games were this weekend. We'll share that with you coming up in about 12 minutes.
You know, we've talked a lot about the weather and those guys and gals and how they don't get it right very often. And, you know, So here's Rob. Rob is kind of just... Rob's just casual about the weather.
I like him.
Well, but if you look at the weather forecast, we've got an 80% chance of showers on Tuesday. That's kind of more than a may get some showers. And a 90% chance of rain on Tuesday night and Wednesday. And again, it could be heavy rain on Tuesday night and Wednesday. He said it could be a heavy shower. But, you know, 90%. And again, we've talked about this, but what that percentage means, so that you know, is when... has nothing to do with geography. It's not given area there'll be 90% coverage. The idea is when these conditions are present, rain occurs 90% of the time. That's the reason that they came up with some sort of a calculation. And you'd probably have to go back 60 years to see what the weather... I mean, I don't know what they used to say. Did they used to say a fair chance of showers, a good chance of showers? I mean, I don't know what they did before they did the percentages.
But, I don't know, Scott, but yeah. You would know better.
I know,
than
I know better than either of you two. That's right, that's it. But anyway, an 80% chance of showers coming up on Tuesday night, and then Tuesday, and then 90% on Tuesday night and Wednesday. And again, we're going to be at 68 degrees on Wednesday. This is just such bizarre weather that we're having this year. But anyway, it's global warming.
I was going to say Al Gore was right.
Hello.
I think that weather is based on the last 100 years, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while since meteorology class.
Yeah, was that 100 years? Is that right? And so they do a 100-year model? Oh, he hung up. Like a 100-year model or something. Well, anyway, as I've said, you could take a farmer who's been farming in this area for 30 years, and they're going to do a better job.
Well, they say the almanac, the farmer's almanac.
Yeah, that may do a good job. The thing is, because that's so geographic and, you know, be an area where... You know, the weather between here, the weather here and the weather in Waco is vastly different.
Yeah,
no
times,
kidding.
And it can make a whole lot of difference. So just that doesn't do it. Happy birthday today to the typewriter. Today is the day that the typewriter was patented. If you have a child who's 12 or 13, show them a typewriter. Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube today and show them what a typewriter looks like. Wow, why would I use anything like that? Yeah. And you actually have to put paper in it. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, happy birthday to the typewriter.
Don't get me started on carbons and...
Oh, you meant really?
And the little whiteout sheets.
Who was the largest manufacturer of carbon paper? You ever think about that? And what are those people doing now? Because that pretty much is a business that, you know...
Gone.
Yeah, doesn't happen much, but... Yeah, they used to have to do that. Strike hard, you know, because you had to make three copies.
Yep.
Yeah, you got that nasty stuff on your fingers. Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the days. All right, so Hillary Clinton's back to work today. Hey, good for her. She took a few days off, if you recall. She was released from the hospital. So we'll see what happens. Lisa Jackson, that's right. That's one of the Jackson sisters. No, it's not. She's the head of EPA. She's going to resign because of the Keystone Pipeline. That's what they're telling us. And I don't know, you know, like I say, since I slept till 9:15 yesterday morning, I didn't hear anything about these Sunday shows. You know, they're all talking about how we're going over the, we're not going to go over the cliff, but we need to cut our spending. Let me see. Have we ever had any elected officials say we need to cut our spending?
No.
They've never said that before. Have we ever had any officials that have done that? No, we haven't. Yeah. They talk about it, and then what they do is they don't increase the budget as much as they said they were going to, and they call that a cut. So we'll see. I mean, we have to do that. You know, we have to do that. And we discussed this last week. You weren't here, Kat. Basically, after the fiscal cliff thingy happened, they figured out we just knocked all the zeros off of Jordan was nice enough to knock all the zeros off the big numbers so that we could understand it. And basically, what we came up with is the United States will take in $820 this year, okay? And we've got a debt right now, $14,000. So I'm thinking, what kind of a credit card company is going to allow you to get another credit card if you're making $820 a year and you owe $14,000?
Time to eat beans and rice.
Yeah, well,
quit
that's
eating
true.
Out.
Well, and the deal is, the reason we say that is because they are going to go out and get another credit card next month because they're going to raise the debt ceiling one more time. And that's kind of like going out and getting another credit card. So
yeah, but when you're the credit card company, you can do that.
Yeah, when you go ahead and print the money that pays the bill.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind how that affects us, right?
Right.
But, again, we get to stand by and watch this happen.
So long as I get reelected, that's all I care about.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Now, something else that's got, okay, so a couple of things, a couple of people things. Chuck Hagel apparently will be nominated. He's a Republican, will be nominated to take Leon Panetta's place. There are a lot of people who don't like Chuck Hagel. And the quote that they're using is when he was a member of the Senate, he said, "The Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here in Congress. I'm not," he said, "I'm a United States senator. I'm not an Israeli senator."
Ooh.
Yeah, so that one's coming back to haunt him.
Wow.
So we'll see. And the thing is, because there are people on both sides who don't like him, why in the world is Obama deciding to spend, you know, a capital doing this?
Oh, since when has Obama done things we like?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, it wouldn't be anything different. But I mean, when the other politicians are saying this to him. Now, Ted Cruz, who, by the way, was, I forget, he was on one of the shows yesterday, but he's getting a lot of play, obviously, being a new senator, has the last name Cruz, and so, you know, the new look of the Republican Party, if you will. He has said that gun control advocates are trying to exploit the December mass shootings. I don't think the federal, his quote, "I don't think the federal government has any responsibility creating a national registry of people who choose to lawfully keep and bear arms." He also said, when it comes to Chuck Hagel, the president has drunk the tea. He is high on reelection right now. So Ted Cruz speaking out. Also, Ted Cruz had said, I didn't have it here, but Ted Cruz said he's not opposed to shutting down the government if they can't get the debt ceiling thing taken care of. Shutting down the government. Last time the Republicans did that, it didn't end so well.
No.
They ended up actually getting kind of blamed for that. Now, something that's a little bit unusual about this new group of the Congress that was sworn in last week. The number of lawmakers who don't identify with any particular religion is on the rise. It's not a big number, but it's a big change from 30 years ago. In the 1980s, not a single member of Congress publicly said he or she didn't belong to a particular religious affiliation, nor did they refuse to disclose their religion. In the 113th Congress, that number has increased to 10, according to an analysis. Even though around 1 in 5 U.S. adults describe themselves as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, only one member of the new Congress has publicly taken on that label, but 10 others in the Congress said they did not specify a religious affiliation, which is pretty interesting.
It is interesting.
I mean, that's something that, again, maybe that is becoming more the face of the population. But generally, the people who vote, I believe, I may be wrong, but generally I think they are of some sort of an affiliation, and they feel more comfortable with some candidate that shares a similar affiliation, if not the exact same one.
Well, would that be just non-denominational?
Yeah, well,
I
guess.
Do they have one of those? Because if there's not a spot to check.
Yeah, that's true. They may need to add another box in there for them, and that That could happen, but...
Because if I were to be asked,
yeah.
I was baptized a Baptist, but I go to what amounts to a non-denominational church.
Yeah, and that may be something that would be an area of comfort, but for people who are churched, they, again, want to feel some sort of connection with their elected official, and if that's one... Okay, first of all, they don't listen to us that much. Secondly, they're richer than we are, and seldom in touch with the real world. But again, if there's a spiritual connection, you know, if you feel like there's some sort of a spiritual allegiance there with them, then that might give you a comfort zone. Now, if they're going to remove that, that'll be even more interesting. But anyway, the changing face of our Congress. It's 646.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
The nice thing about Texas winters is that they don't last very long. About the time the leaves fall, the spring seed catalogs start arriving. Now, although there's potential for plenty of cold weather in the next couple of months, it's already time that we turned our thoughts toward getting everything ready for the spring. Midwinter tasks, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. You still have time to get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words. The words will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar and the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of it written just for the great state of Texas, and all of it for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar. Call today while we still have calendars available. The supply is extremely limited. $38.95, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year new or renewal to our magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Pruning is probably your first midwinter gardening task. Shade tree pruning is most commonly done during the winter dormant season when there's less flow of sap from the cut wounds. Borers and other insects are least likely to invade the exposed tissues. Now, a couple of precautions to you. Don't leave stubs when you remove limbs, and don't ever top any tree, including crepe myrtles, at any time. Fruit trees are pruned during the winter. Peach and plum trees are pruned into bowl shapes with all the strongly vertical growth removed. Apples and pears are pruned less, primarily only to remove damaged wood. You do want to remove strongly vertical water sprouts in apples. Disinfect your pruning tools of apples and pears in a 10% solution, 90% water, 10% chlorine bleach between each cut you make. That will eliminate transfer of fire blight should it be present. Pruning is done in the wintertime. You don't do much pruning of pear trees. You do almost none to figs unless you've had severe winter damage. Pomegranates, pecans, only as needed. Bush roses are pruned in February. Generally, they're trimmed back by half, but you'll usually want to end up with plants in the 22 to 28 inch range if you're dealing with hybrid teas. And really, the 50% rule applies to almost all of them, knockouts included. Do the best you can. Sometimes it's kind of difficult to prune roses. Remember that each cut should be made directly above a bud that faces out from the center of the plant to encourage outward growth. Evergreen shrubs are pruned during the winter, but again, do it with lopping shears and hand shears so that you don't give them a tailored, sculpted look. If you have things like boxwood or ligustrums or other broadleafed evergreens that have gotten a little bit too tall, you can selectively remove some of their branches and reduce their height up to one-third. This is the time to do that as well. Summer flowering shrubs, such as crepe myrtles and altheas, that's roses of Sharon, are pruned during the winter. That comes with the warning, again, as we mentioned earlier, don't ever top crepe myrtles. There's no defense to it. We'll talk about it later this week. Generally, we'd be best advised to do as little pruning as possible. Just remove damaged branches or also to remove any kind of branch that might threaten good vision at an intersection or might be rubbing up against another one. I'm Neil Sperry. The best of the cool season color plants will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. The Aggie football team put a nice little bow on what has already been an amazing season. With first-year coach Kevin Sumlin and Johnny Football, the Aggies finished 11-2 and made themselves right at home in the SEC after leaving the Big 12. They broke the SEC record with 7,261 total yards this season, the first team in SEC history to go over 7K. They also averaged more than 40 points a game, and the Aggies were one of only four teams in the 100-plus year history of Fighting Texas Aggie football to have an 11-win season. Manziel set an FBS bowl record with 229 yards rushing on 17 carries and completed 22 of 34 passes for 287 yards. In his first game since becoming the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy, Manziel set a Cotton Bowl record with 516 total yards and accounted for four touchdowns, as the Aggies capped off their first SEC season with a 41-13 drubbing of 12th-ranked Oklahoma on Friday night. Here's Coach Sumlin following the game.
I think tonight was really indicative of this season. It's one of the teams, I thought, in the country that truly got better every week. And we didn't always do everything right all the time, but I don't think there was ever a game this year where these guys didn't play with tremendous effort. That's a credit to these guys. You know, players play and coaches coach. Fortunately, in big-time situations, these guys have handled all that all year. And like I said, this game is really indicative of how we've played all season.
Next up for the Aggies, recruiting and spring football. The 22nd-ranked A&M women's basketball team jumped on Arkansas early, running to a 22-6 lead and coasted to a 63-51 road win over number 23 Arkansas Sunday afternoon. The Aggies, who were 12-4 and 2-0 in the SEC, were led by freshman Courtney Williams' career-high 16 points and junior Kelsey Bone, who double-doubled yet again with 11 points and 14 rebounds. The ladies play again January the 10th in Kentucky with a 5 o'clock tip-off. Now on to the NFL. Marshall Lynch ran for 131 yards and a touchdown in helping the Seattle Seahawks win their first road playoff game since 1983, when they beat Washington 24-14 last night. The Redskins raced out to an early 14-0 lead before the Seahawks rallied by knocking Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III out of the game and moving on to play Atlanta next Sunday. Here's RG3 on playing on the gimpy leg.
You know, I'm the quarterback of this team. My job is to be out there if I can play. The only time I couldn't play is when I went down and I took myself out the game. So that's just the way you have to play it. And I don't feel like me being out there hurt the team in any way. You know, I'm the best option for this team, and that's why I'm the starter.
It was the old-style Baltimore Ravens who used a suffocating defense to return Ray Lewis to the lineup and hold the Indianapolis Colts to just three field goals in their 24-9 win over the Colts. That means the Ravens are going next to Denver to play Peyton Manning and the top-seeded Broncos, who are riding an 11-game winning streak. And another trip to New England awaits the Houston Texans. The Texans did enough to beat the Bengals 19-13 in their wild card game, but they have to figure out a way to score more points against New England, who is averaging 34.8 points per game. The AFC East champion Patriots trounced the Texans earlier in the year 42-14 while at Foxborough. And the big game is tonight in a dream matchup. Tonight's BCS championship game sees the top-ranked and undefeated Notre Dame team take on the once-beaten number 2-ranked Alabama for the title. Alabama is going into its third national championship in 4 years and trying to become the first school to win back-to-back BCS titles. And finally, for hockey fans, after 113 mostly bitter days in the NHL labor lockout, the league and its players forged a new 10-year collective bargaining agreement following a 16-hour marathon bargaining session. The season will either be 48 or 50 games and is expected to start within a couple of weeks. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's an actual customer of Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
I've been using Advanced Carpet Cleaning for over 15 years. I use David and his staff because of their meticulous attention to detail. They are always on time, and when they're done, my house smells fresh and the carpets and area rugs look brand new. They also clean our tile, grout, and furniture. I recommend Advanced Carpet Cleaning to my family and friends because I know that they will do a good job for them too.
Breathe new life into your carpet with Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Call 696-8899.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Hey, about 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll check the weather in a minute. New study suggesting elementary school teachers. Do they like boys or girls better? I'll let you know about that next half hour because, you know, you may want to decide. So here you go. One more use for duct tape. Crew of an Icelandair flight used duct tape to bind a drunken, raging passenger to his seat.
I saw the picture of this.
Drunken, raging. Really? 46-year-old... somebody came over and took a picture of it?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it online.
The crew taped the 46-year-old who reportedly started assaulting passengers and screaming that the plane was going to crash about 2 hours from JFK. Off-duty captain on board helped two male passengers pin him down while the flight crew taped him to his seat and applied flex cuffs. There he sat. It says then quietly. Oh, because they taped his mouth shut, too.
Yep.
Police escorted him off after landing. New York Post was good enough to post a photograph of said passenger bound to his seat. So that's where we got it from, the New York Post, huh? Okay. Can we post that on our website? That'd be great.
I'm trying.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
He apparently had gone in to duty free and drank most of it on the flight.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't know you could take that. Well, I guess you could. Sure, you can take that inside the plane with you. All he needs is a cup and some ice, and that'll be fine. Also, violations of etiquette. We'll discuss that, a little quandary as far as etiquette is concerned, so that see how we do on that. And look at this. We're down to a 7.8% unemployment rate. Don't we feel good about ourselves? I figure as long as the three of us have jobs, that's really all that matters, right? apparently we added 155,000 new jobs in December. Of course, how many of those were seasonal jobs? How many of those people lose their jobs this month? I guess we'll see. Of course, it really doesn't matter because we've got a new president. Excuse me. We've got the same president. He's just got a new term. I know. That was terrible. But see, everything's okay now because, once again, he's president and we'll feel better about ourselves. Remember that 4 years ago, how there were people who actually thought he was going to put gas in our tanks and was going to pay our mortgage because, you know, he was everything. He was the be-all and end-all. And now we got $14 trillion in debt. Yeah. Feeling good about that. Oh, and by the way, we didn't even talk about this morning. We may do it later, probably tomorrow. But the Texas legislature starts tomorrow. There are 40 first-time members in the Texas legislature starting tomorrow. There have been people wandering around the Capitol.